Welcome back to EVA India Insights podcast. I'm Pallavi, and we're happy to be back with another episode of our latest series, Tech Trends 2024. Throughout this series, we aim to delve deep into upcoming tech landscape along with our leading tech consulting partners. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the transformative impact of AI-augmented software development, ushering us into a new era of efficiency and innovation. Stay tuned as we uncover how GenAI tools such as GitHub's Copilot and Jasper are reshaping the landscape, boosting developer productivity, and automating various processes in DevOps. Joining us today is Radhika Sehgal, our EY India Technology Consulting Partner, bringing over two decades of experience in spearheading complex digital transformation across industries. Radhika, thank you for joining us today and welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Pallavi, for having me here.
To start off, there is a lot of discussion on GenAI, and why is that, according to you?
So actually, Pallavi, AI is not new. The term artificial intelligence was introduced by John McCarthy in the year 1956, before many of us were born. And in the year 1966, first chatbot, Eliza, was launched. Fast forward, 1997, IBM Deep Blue defeats chess champion Garry Kasparov. That caused a big revolution. Siri got introduced in year 2011 on Apple phone, and Alexa entered our household in 2014. GPT-3 was introduced in 2020, followed by ChatGPT becoming public in 2022. So artificial intelligence was here for more than 75 years, but the pace of adoption is very, very fast. When we looked at Twitter, which took 2 years to get to 1 million users, ChatGPT crossed 1 million users in just 5 days. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, and now it is generative AI, where the deep learning is used to generate text, audio, video, and now this is disrupting the innovation. So the talk continues.
Thank you, Radhika. Now, shifting to another question, how does artificial intelligence or AI contribute to software engineering excellence?
Artificial intelligence is helping software development front to back, from GenAI helping in auto code generation, bug detection, testing, as well as bug resolution. AI-powered code generations are also being used for pair programming as we speak. Artificial intelligence is being leveraged for predictive analytics to predict how certain changes in the code will impact performance as well as user acceptance. AI can use and determine how the user behavior is changing and give insights on how hyper-personalized UI can be rendered. It is also being integrated with MLMs and helps improving performance over time for the various software products. AI is also improving the full DevSecOps process, from building to debug to merger to getting the auto deploy, as well as the entire CI/CD pipeline being completely automated. AI is helping in detecting and mitigating vulnerabilities, anomaly detections. It is helping in proactive software monitoring, root cause analysis, as well as self-healing. Beyond software development and DevSecOps, it is also being used in terms of business requirement gathering. Business case generation from historical cases is now common. The feasibility analysis, the auto generation of user codes, as well as the project plans. In all of these, we are leveraging GenAI. Prototype generations, converting user stories to Jira backlog, these are also now enabled using GenAI. So we have the entire life cycle of the coding being done, DevSecOps being done with help of GenAI. We are also seeing a lot of use cases of GenAI in Cloud FinOps, and we are helping few of our clients implement the same.
Thank you, Radhika. Adding to that, according to you, what is the productivity gain that we can anticipate with this AI software engineering excellence?
Productivity gain is overall in the tune of 25 to 30% on an average. The improvement in business gathering may be around 20%, coding and testing may be around 50%, and deployment around 25 to 30%, resulting in overall SDLC level productivity gain in the tune of 25 to 30%. It also depends upon the type of software being developed. Mundane, manual tasks, repetitive tasks, we are seeing improvement is much, much higher as compared to the innovative solution.
Thank you, Radhika. Now, turning our attention to the sustainability challenges faced by the software engineering industry, according to you, what are the key challenges that you see in this area?
Sustainability is an issue, for sure. As per MIT research, training a single AI model can emit as much carbon footprint as 5 cars in its lifetime. So actually looking at AI from a sustainability lens, from an ESG standpoint, is very, very crucial.
Thank you, Radhika. As you outlined the challenges, could you also tell us how one can leverage AI in a more sustainable fashion?
Firms are now being cognizant about the fact that GenAI is contributing to carbon footprint and there are sustainability challenges. Cloud service providers are providing serverless technology to eliminate the resources, data management tools, as well as data sets in order to reduce the carbon footprint. As a software engineer, we can do a lot to ensure that we are leveraging GenAI in most sustainable fashion. First, use existing trained models rather than training a new model. Leverage composite solutions of trained models to solve complex problems. Third, LLMs are not always the right solution for a problem. So consider the best approach, including leveraging lighter weight models to solve the business problem. Last but not the least, GenAI is automating and optimizing coding in a way that increases efficiency, and that itself is reducing the carbon footprint of manual coding. We as software developers need to be cognizant and should adopt these methodologies to ensure that we are creating a sustainable future.
Thank you, Radhika. Now, as we pivot towards the GenAI, ethical considerations are paramount in AI-driven software engineering practices. How do we ensure these considerations are integrated effectively?
AI is as efficient as our data. If we have past data that has biases, that can introduce bias as well as ethical concerns in the solutioning. So it is very, very important that we have clear guidelines, clearly documented ethical guidelines covering privacy, security, transparency, and bias. This needs to be there in every business and every organization's well documented and understood. Second, we have to have a clear mechanism for transparency as well as traceability to ensure that we have explainability for every decision making that is being done through AI modeling. This is required both for internal, auditory, as well as for regulatory purposes. Last but not the least, continuous monitoring and proactive mechanism to detect, rectify, any ethical concerns are paramount.
Thank you, Radhika. Now, lastly, we would like to know what are the other challenges that we face in adoption of GenAI, and are there any solutions for the same?
So one of the biggest pain points would always remain data quality, and hence that needs to be addressed primarily. Right from having right data cleansing tools to having robust data governance as well as a domain expertise to understand any issues in terms of both data and output is very, very important. Having a right AI strategy is the second one. The tech forward strategy, ensuring that we have modern API architecture, less tech debt, all of those engineering and principles around modern tech architecture remains central. And we should have AI embedded in it in a way that we are facilitating best technology strategy embedded with AI. Regulatory requirements have to be taken into consideration. The data reliability, compliance with regulatory directives. We did speak about biases and fairness. All of that is an important element that we need to take into consideration. Some of the businesses are not getting leadership buy-in, and ensuring that we have buy-in top-down, right from getting AI to get embedded into an existing ecosystem. It's very important that we start looking at it from a pilot project perspective, highlighting the competitive landscape, and getting that buy-in is some of the challenges that others are facing. While we do know that data security remains an issue irrespective of whether you're using a Gen AI or not, but when you are using an AI or a Gen AI, that increases the usage of data and reliance on data. So PII data, data tokenization, data masking, data level access control, all of that remains an important element when you use AI. Last but not the least, skills shortage. This is a new technology. Technology will continue to change. Gen Z will have new and newer technology coming in, but I see this as an opportunity rather than a challenge. This gives every engineer right now to immediately adopt to this new technology and, you know, innovate themselves and disrupt themselves rather than being disrupted. So these are some of the principles that I would advise any software engineer to pay attention to.
Thank you, Radhika, for those valuable insights. I'm sure all our listeners would have got a clear idea on how AI can augment the software development. It's been an enlightening conversation.
Thank you, Pallavi.
Thank you. On that note, we come to end of this episode. Thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this EY India Insights podcast, Tech Trends 2024 series. Stay tuned for more episodes. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.